Gary wrote a thing. Okay, so Bez Hashem scheduled this week. We have Shir today, tomorrow, and then Bez Hashem next week we'll have Shir, I guess, what did we say?
Wednesday, Thursday.
Right. It's Ruchag. I guess we won't have Shabbat day. Right. The question is, since if you want to come on Monday, I'd be happy to give Shir on Monday, but I think it's, for some of you, it's Chutz L'Tchum. Okay. So the famous sugya in the postgame about Tipas Cholov Shanofla al Akadema. Because you have a fleishik pot cooking with meat on the fire, like a fleishik cholent, and then a drop of milk falls on the outer part of the kedera. And so till now we talked about when it falls inside the kedera, right? The tipas cholov shenoflo chaticha. And now we're talking about a tipas cholov shenoflo mibachutz. So this is a big discussion of the poskim. So we shall try to learn that inyan today. Now, we know that there's a pasuk in Parshas Tzav. Bez Hashem will be getting to this shortly. I think the next after this year is the shir about Kaf Kolevis. And then after that is, I think, this is Heksher Kalim, so things like that. It has to do with Heksher Kalim. So, Kli Chavish Hashem Tavushal Bo Yishover. In other words, if you have a korban, and you cook the korban in a Kli Charis, so the problem is that the Bli is going to be in the Kli Charis. So then, once the morning comes, it's going to be nosar, and so nosar is usar. So you can't kasher the klicheres, so you throw it away. But including the choshes, if it's not a klicheres, and you move ashel a korban inside, so then that's not a problem. Umorak v'shutav b'mayim. So then you could do hagalah, and then you're okay. So there's a whole sugya here in Zochim on page 2, Tani Vavav Veis. Bar minei bishal b'mitzas kli ton mariku shtifo ein ton. Is, say you were cooking in part of the kli, so does the bli, say you have a big pan, say something like that, and you cooked on the big pan, but you only cooked on the left side of the pan, the whole right side of the pan you didn't cook on, all the food was right. So, do we say that you need Hagala only on part of the pan? You see, Hagala is different than Tvila. Tvila, it's all or nothing. You have to put the whole kli in at once, and if you don't, there's no such thing as you tovel part and then tovel the other part. It has to be all at once, just like a person. It has to be all at once. But by Hagala, it doesn't have to be all at once. You could say you have a big kli, a big metal pan, and you can't stick it all in the water. You can put it in one pot and then turn it around and put it in the other pot. And so the question is, but do you even need to do that if the bishul that was taking place on the kli was only on one part of the kli? So do we say that the bliya spreads to the whole thing? I'm like, Begin to kibus al mokum hadam. Of kli einu ton merikul shtifel mokum bishul. So maybe we can learn out from where the dam of the korban falls on the begin. So you have to do kibus, but you don't have to do kibus for the place where the dam fell, not the whole garment. So maybe that's a symbol idea.
So he says, no, that's not a symbol idea. Midavi dam lo mefapeya, bishul mefapeya. That dam
is not going to cause is not traveling the whole kli. It's cold, whatever. But the bishul will be mefapeya the whole thing. So therefore, maybe that indicates that it will travel the whole thing. So mainly you have to do a hagala the whole thing. Oh. So based on this idea, the smag on page 3 says Garsinan Bizvachim Dam lo mefapeya bishul mefapeya klo mispashe b'chol akli. So it's mefapeya in the whole kli. Even if the food is only on one part of the kli, if you're mevashel in that kli, the tam is going to spread in the whole kli. Kosebori mikando eg rebi shim nafla ptipas cholav al gaba shol kedei rero sachas b'or shim mefapeya b'chol akli Bechol Cheres Shel Kedera. So if the Tzibus Cholov falls on top of the Kedera or the side of the Kedera, in other words, not inside the Kedera, it could be on the ledge or on the side, but not as opposed to being coming inside the food, and it's on the fire. So that tipa is going to spread throughout the whole pot. So the whole pot is now going to have a tam cholov in the whole pot.
It's going to be imparted to the food in the pot.
I didn't say that. You said that. All I said was, it's going to spread throughout the whole physical structure of the pot.
The exterior of the pot.
The pot itself. The interior, the exterior of the pot. Right. The pot. The whole physicality of the pot. Okay? Now, once it does that, the second step is it'll come into the food. Right? But first, we have to talk about, now it's just a little tipa. But this little tipa is going to expand to be, because since it's going to be fapea in the whole pot. So this is a extension of the what? Of the tipa. The tipa now becomes the size of the whole physical pot. So the whole physical pot now is a piece of milk. Because the tipa went around the whole thing. Oh, so fracture Shlomo. But won't the tipa be bottled? Shouldn't the tipa be bottled? So apparently, the smag learns that the tipa is not bottled. So usually, once you spread too thin, you know how it is in life, you spread too thin and you get nothing. In your bottle. It's a Moshe Haskell. Right? You spread too thin, and you're gone. So here, the smag says no. That you spread too thin, and you're still there. You even multiply. So what's the pshat? So the Achronim explained, the Poskim explained, I'll try to find it inside for you, that the concept of bittul, when it spreads, is because it spreads into another food, right? So the food has its own taste. So since it's spread and the shishim connecto, they have milk. And tipus call them the carrots. So, and the shishim connected the carrots. So you don't say, well, all the carrots now have milk. No, they were shishim and the carrots connected the tipa. So why doesn't you say the shishim and the kadera connected? Because kadera doesn't have its own tam. Kadera is like a blank. So it could go in. Carrot has its own tam. So when it has its own tam, for something to be superimposed on its own tam will only work if there's shishim. If there's no shishim, if there's shishim, it'll be bottle. In contrast to the pot, where if it doesn't have any fresh tam in it now, it will just spread and spread and spread. It won't be bottle. One second. And the Prisha on page 9 explains. Bottom line on the right side. Afki bevadai bechol hagder yesh shishim levatel acholov. Afilu hachi hachol osur. Mishim damin hatipa hais hagadol b'svathesh hapachas oser sviva osur chatich shenetzer oser skol hagder o edin shir hatipa edo yuchol mishar. One second. The idea that he says is that it's mispashe. And I think the post can say that idea, that it's mispashe throughout the whole kedera, and it's not bottle. You know what I'm saying?
The
smog. So it's not bottle b'shisha. What does that mean? Ain lo mokum. So if you say like this for ain lo mokum, it's not mispashel b'shisha. Because it's spreading through the whole thing. And so I think the svar that's given, I have to find exactly where it is, but the svar that's given is because there's nothing to mevatel it. The pot is neutral taste, and as opposed to a carrot that has its own taste.
The pot doesn't have a taste of food inside of it?
So unless the food inside of it is already no sintam of gam, so it's a...
No, I mean the food is currently.
Food that's currently cooking. The food that's currently cooking, I guess the simple problem would be that's not strong enough to give it. It's the tam of it that's in the kedera is not strong enough to mevatel the cholov. Yeah.
So even if it doesn't become bottle, why does it multiply? Why should you now need to bring the shire against the entire pot? It's still using the shire against the people.
Because it spreads thin now.
Right,
you're saying how does it get more than it was?
Right.
How does it get more than it was? So let's see. Take a look. Let's see for a second in the tour. Let's see the tour. He says, on page 9, Tipas Kalov, Shenachlal Kadevish, Eitzel Aish, Vibachot, Safil, Vyesh, Betachil, Shemakdevish, Shishim, Kenegda. In other words, you have Shishim Kenegda, the Tipa. Eitel Yachal Levatla, Vimkain Hatipa, Oseris, Hakadevir, Kolsi, Vosea, Vinesa, Hatavshil, Sheba. In other words, so first it's going to ask for the whole Kadevira, and then the whole Kedera is now, you're not going to have Shishim and the whole inside the Kedera to Bevat al the Dofneha Kedera. Let's see the Reis Yosef Klom. Atibo says called Deva Kedera says called Atavsha Shemashi. Yavcha and Atavsha Shemadera Sheba Shishim Kenegda Uvakula Kedera Misharinim Yaka Hakol Osir Vidin Zeh Kosso Osman Kasin Mizvachim Nachatas Bishim Ufapeh Klom Mispashin Bukol Akli Cousin Mori Mikan, Nohein Rabbeinu Shein Nachla Tifas Kolov Al Gavitera Sakas Be'or Shein Mifapeya B'chol Keres Of Deva Katik Atzmos Nashes Nevela V'kul G'deva B'sharim Shachol V'spashim B'chol G'deva V'eimu Mokom V'zbat Lo B'shishim. If the Tavshil has Shishim, so the Tavshil has Shishim, but I guess in the, you can't have a Bittul, he's saying in the Dofne HaKadeir, yeah.
Maybe the
because it's contained. It's contained. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll say like you. I'm fine to say like you. If you look at the Bach, I think that's what I was looking for, the Bach, the top, the left side. Near the Svartal Maisa, call up there in that strong, if you can answer the top, so she'll have a time to dock him, Chatech is Bosser, Tiesh lo tam mi atzma. That's the thing I was looking for. Dafka, the Chatech is Bosser, Tiesh lo tam mi atzma, Eino Nessa, okay, be Isra, be Tam, shol Isra. Well, David, Eino tam mi gufa, Afil lo nechnas ba, ele Isra, Mashahu, Nasas, Gdeir, Kulo, Nevela. It's not that it's really cool on the veil, it's that the whole thing is dispashing. It's ki'ilu, it's cool on the veil. This is a Dovashal Hefter, so it's not a din of real Hanan, but it's a din that the whole thing, there's nothing for it to be bottled in because it's, the Kedera itself is just neutral. So it doesn't have its own tam, the Mavato. It's not like the carrots, where you have Shishim and the carrots, Kenega the Cholov, so then the carrot has its own independent taste, so. That was the svara, the Bach. Yeah. He says the whole kedera. No, I think it just means. That's what I said. I don't think he really means Hanan. I think because it's double heter. I think he just means. It's Ka'ain, that idea that the whole Kedera is spread out with the milk.
So it's ki'ilu, now we have to misyaches to the whole.
He's not talking about a pot that already had it.
Right.
But he did say that you need shishim
because the day. And then you need shishim. And then that's the first step. And the second step is, so now the kedera will go into the inside the kedera, the time of the kedera. And then you need shishim keneged the whole kedera, which you won't have. Okay, but I'm saying, I don't know, it's usually, you know,
even that, let's just talk
about that. Yeah. That's what I think.
Why don't they have shishim?
Because it's the reality.
Meaning it's just the walls.
It's the reality, yeah.
But if I would have a bliya in there from before, I could be blessed.
If you had a fresh bliya.
Or do you say that since even if it has bliya from before, it's still not the
clearest,
but it's not a
end. It's not a end.
It's not a chatiho, it has an old.
Right.
How does
it keep
the color able to travel to the part of the metal that's completely cold and
that's
in
that
part of
it? Well, no, it's on the fire.
Ah,
the whole thing's hot.
Oh, it's hot. Everything is impossible for there to be shishu in the food today.
It usually is not going to happen. We can shut the book.
Right. What? Meaning the walls are like the food. It's like nothing you put out the food. The food. The space inside the pot is more than the wall.
60 times the amount? Right.
Is this not saying that it's not just in the veil, it's not just there, but there is a din of banah in that now the kippah does multiply, so to speak.
Right, so it's a similar notion, but it's not, you know.
It's kind of like extending the chalav alone.
Yeah. Right, it's a similar notion. It's the same concept, but not necessarily because, you know, Hanan, you only say by Dover, also you only say by Heter.
It is the same.
Would it be the same thing? Let's say if an pot on fire. And the tipa's skull fell on the inside, and then right afterwards you put a shalom into it. That was the same thing.
You mean it first it fell inside.
A tipa's skull.
That would be the same thing.
So the tipa can be bottled if you have shishim or food.
Connected the whole. If you would have that mitzvah. Yeah.
Right.
If there is a bliya in the pot, would you dab it after the
chatzicha, or would you still have a pekin, say that it's not the chatzicha because it doesn't have a kanan b'etzem? Right, we have a question of kanan b'balua. So, right. If you could say that it has a bliya of tishas in it, it doesn't, it can still become kanan, it's not like.
Why is it a bottle?
For the
bats,
the same
bats. But it's saying, if there's a bliya of wasser, then that should have a bottle.
But that's the
bats
thing, only when it's intrinsic, when it is the thing. Not when it's just took a bliya from somewhere else. Well. The path is took a bliya of
flesh. Yeah, okay, maybe. Okay, so that's the smock. Then comes the smock.
on page 5.
Tipos cholov, the novel of Dolphin Chokli, the Safal of the Prag Dam Chodras, the Mephapea, the Chola Kli, the Lo. Yadam Shonaf Lakid Neged, Harotev.
So the Smach is going to say like this. The Kli, in other words, the Kli say is half full. It's not full all the way to the top. 70% full, 50% full. So there are two parts to the Kli, if you're looking from the perspective of outside the Kli. One part is the below the liquid level, and one part is above the liquid level. So the Smach is going to say that it depends where, when the Tipas Kala fell on the side of the Kli, which part did it fell? Did it fell parallel to where the meat is, from the liquid and below? Or did it fell parallel to where there's nothing, because it's above the water level? So he says like this. If it falls further down, keneged harotev.
V'yesh barotev shishim v'natipa mutter.
So if it falls underneath the water level, then it's going to be mutter. Why?
V'manavshach. Im v'fapeh b'chol akli, harein is batla.
But he doesn't work with this idea of the smog, that it can't be this batla in the kli. Because if, what's the story? Where is this tipas cholov going? Is it penetrating inside, or is it just going around? So if it goes around, so once it spreads too thin, finish batla. Not like this mat. And if it penetrates inside, then there'll be batla in the chol. So the man of shach, either it will be batla, we don't know. Is it traveling arum and arum? Is it traveling around and around? Or is it penetrating in? If it's penetrating in, then it will be batla in the chult. If it's around and around, it will be batla in the kli. So the man of shach, you're okay. That's if it falls on the lower part. But if it falls on the higher part, then there'll be problems.
So he says, Yilchak, shenotla, כנגד הרוטה ויש ברוד השישי מנתי פה מוטה ומר עכשיו אם מפפה בכל הכלי הרי נזבט לו ואין מפפה אם כן לא יוסה which it'll just go right in
if not מפפה just penetrates so it'll bottle in the chult
אבל נופלה נגד הרייקן.
But if it falls what?
Above the water level. Shemim v'fapeh v'dofan ha'gdeir at somuch l'rotif.
There's v'choshesh that it's going to be v'fapeh on the top part
as much as it can go up till shishim. Kol kash in shishim min hatipa.
Right.
Venasa also mixes us in a clean avela.
So that part of the kli, in other words, we're afraid it's going to go spread as much as it could right before shishim. So that's the worst possible scenario. So it'll spread, but it won't hit the shishim. It'll go 59.9.
And that part will... If you want to say like Rabbi Tuchman, it will be Basa B'cholov, or you want to say just Cholov, or okay, whichever way you understand it. So then,
when you're going to spill it out, the meat is going to go right over this patch of problem.
The Yasred, if you don't have Shishim, can I get
60 times the
59.9.
Can I get what do you mean, Mishara? Can I get what that? There was a deeper spread up till 60. So that whole part is either milk or matzah b'chalav. Right, because if he learns it, it's going to spread up by 60, it'll be bottled. In other words, he doesn't hold from the spans whole thing that it won't be bottled. So it's going to spread right before shishim, so it won't be bottled to shishim. And that part now is milk or matzah b'chalav, whichever way you learn. And now, if you're going to pour out the contents of the pot, and it's going to go over that area, and we don't have, then you'll dafka need shishim keneged that patch
in the food.
You
could step by labeling it out.
Oh, excellent. Moreno Harav Lindenblatt says, what about the old, the new fashion ladle? Oh, we'll see. Excellent.
So that's the
chash
when the drop of milk falls on the upper part.
Right.
Where there's no.
You're a harotev and a kliyev a harotev. A losem mitzvah kliyev asranu v'icha in miyad hinicha litzdanin shelo higbi harotev klal beisha nofla shenistanu gamri mutter.
So if you wait till it cools off, that's another answer. Just wait till it cools off. So then there won't be any belia from the kedera, because the only part that's usher is the top part, wherever that part is. So if you right away you're going to spill it over, and so then it'll potentially you won't have enough shishim keneged that. But if you wait till it cools down, then you're okay.
If we're worried
about it. Or another way is to make a hole on the underneath and let it come out from the bottom. So it won't have to pass
the
top. Now, one other point that the Hagos Shari Dur makes on page 6.
If it spreads, though, meaning if we're saying that it won't spread more than, we worry it spread up until Shishim, do we assume it spreads evenly? Meaning, let's say you have a drop on one, you have a big pot, you have a drop on one side, could you pour it out the other side?
Oh, okay, you're asking all the good questions. All the good questions you're asking. So let's try to give all the good answers.
The smock saying is only spreading if it fell on the top part above the water, it's only spreading in the part of the pot that's above.
In other
the
words,
water.
We have to assume the worst possible scenario. It's a chashash. So the worst part, if it would spread the whole way through, then it would be bottle. It would be great. But we have to be choshesh that the worst possible scenario is it spread right before it could be bottle b'shishim. So then it expanded its maximum ability, its maximum elasticity, without being bottled.
So
you get all the bad things. You get that it multiplies to as much as it can be multiplied before. If it would multiply a little bit more, it would be mutter. Kula hafach lovin. Spreads too thin, mutter. Now the Hagos Shari Dur says if the tipa fell near where the fire was, in other words, apparently the fire was on a certain side, so if it fell on the side where the fire was, so then the tipa gets burnt up. A fil hakdera, so it won't be a problem because it'll get burnt up right away, so it won't even spread. Page 7, third line. Kaki Eli, Misha or Sofa Kodashi Nikonis Tipa. Vaynok of Kakos, Shaim was Nofla, Aharekan, Shaloka Negata Aish, Osir, Vaymoyal Mazes Shishim. But if it falls on the Shavokadegadeish, on the Reikon, so it's not going to help Shishim. Because he won't necessarily have Shishim. Except on Erev Shabbos. I think this is one of the questions Rav Zalman Chemi asks on this Bechina. Where in your day do we have a special kula? You know, for if something goes wrong in Erev Shabbos.
A lot of places. But the parasha of Malicha, the Hadoka Vishana, you can make a little bit shorter. Or the Malicha itself could be a little shorter in Erev Shabbos.
Okay, Erev Shabbos.
Right.
Okay, we didn't learn Malika this year. So now what's the problem? So take a look in the Issa v'Heter on page 8. So the Issa v'Heter says, Miru, nofal ha'tip of nofal abder shlo keneged arota, shlo keneged aish. Is that not all of less our top shell? I feel me a shisha but top shell negative tipa. The miyachas are not all negative harekam as levada mechapeya, rak vadof ne hagdeiru levada. Hashir shema olo achaka pam achas vesicha hagdeiru vadogal osa mitzas dofen hagdeiru shenesra. So one possibility is that, right, there was Rabbi Lindenblatt said, oh, ladle out. Might not help, because maybe you have to be choshesh that the steam of the pot went up and got tam from that patch of the assert, and then went back to ban and asked the. So even if you. So there could be a double chashash that it spread in this way. And then, it's not going to help that you're going to poke a hole in this, because then right away the steam went, the zeh went up to the thing and went down back into the pot and got that iser, the milk or the basam cholov that was on the top of the mokum harekan and brought it back into the pot. So take a look at page 10. So we saw the smag in the tour, and then the sefer mitzvahs, meaning the smag. He says the sefer mitzvah comes from nafla keneged hatafshil. So if it's nafla neged hatafshil, that's great, because it'll either the fapeh right all around be bottle, or go inside will be bottle. It's a chal shishim neged atipa shemefapas lefanit. And let's assume, like Rabbi Tuchman, it means Basa B'cholov. Right? So if you're going to pour it on that mokum, then it's aser. Is that takan aser? She nichenu kol kach v'yigibo hashitz tanim. So that's the etza. But then he says, "Kvar nodu ha'olam lesser kishan nafelas al dolphin shelo keneged harotev." But the minhag olam is to be machmir, because then not to just wait till it's standing, but to be machmir that maybe, like the Yisrael Heter said. But Rabbi Yechiel, Haimai Mesiare, Vishas Adchak, Be'er Shabbos, Afil Shalom Keneged HaRotev, Afil Shalom Keneged HaEish Ol Yidei Shishim. So let's see. So let's see what this is all about. So let's look in Shulchan Aruch. Tipas Chol Shanof Alol Kedera, page 13. She'etzel HaEish, we bechul, it's enough looking at a tafshil. I mean, the smag, we don't, he didn't really make it in this thing. The smag was the one who made it in the world here. If not look at the graph shall in circle of shishim can get a tipa shall a fast look nip I will keep enough for the tapsha if not for the mock america and we for was the do for the there at some of that wrote it talk of shishim the get a tipa or in esser also mock of the there if you are a tapsha and get mock of the there shall esser are yeah sir so therefore yes a tapsha zekta chadosho she any kenu lo yigabo achit stanik. Oh, but then he says, v'davki v'gder yishona, aval imi chadoshim v'chol indian in sort of shishim rak negatipa. So he's clearly saying like what you're saying, Rabbi Tuchman, right, that yishona means there's a bliya in it. Means from earlier this morning. Like if it's two yishana, that's already no sitam of gan. So let's say maybe that's the maybe Taka, you were right that that's the pshad and the smag as well. Right? You say okay. So and that would answer your question, Yisrael, how with Rivas Taka it's a. Yishana means that you cooked within 24 hours, so there's something in there. Again, if it was before 24 hours, that's two Yishana, then it's going to be those times nothing. But Yishana means it was used already today, so then you can have a Hanan. And so then, so according to the Smag, you'll have a Hanan in the whole thing. How wise are the bottles? Because like Rabbi Tuchman said, because it doesn't have a be'ed of basa. It's only a tam of basa, so that's not enough to...
Don't say chanan by
no, but he... No, so she does, you do say chanan by balu. It's a bit of a machogas when you say chanan by balu.
One bottle,
you do. Yeah. Yeah, so Mamela, if it falls, can I get her reikon? Can I get her thing? Can I get her... Ha'oikol, and it's mutter, falls connected to Reikon. So then you have to be choshesh, it was mispashed right before Shishim, and then it'll make a Hanan, and it'll be Aser. So the minig is, so wait till it cools off. But then, Tzidvav, he says, Nago Olam, Lesser Shkenafel al Adolfi, Shalo Kenegra Rota, Vraf Shalom, and Mosin Tzadche, Eno Kenegra Eish. In other words, not to be Mekon. Not to be mekil. So nogu ha'olam lesser.
When he says
kinegad of
Eish means
is
that it's parallel to
the fire. Nogu ha'olam lesser shenofel al-adofa 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 shenofel
al-adofa.
So the minhag olam is to be machmir, not to use this idea that you wait till it cools down. Finished, you're gone. So like this of a heter, that it's too late. So once you have this, then you have to choshes the zeya went up and brought that basam chala back down, and then you're finished. The Shach says, "Marid he Achron v'Gadol b'Doro v'Izem v'Chikke Kol M'Hagi Kosev Nogi M'Hakir Ali Deitzivim." He says, "You give me Megal," which is against this Nogal Olam. And the Groa writes, "Nogal Olam the Hashina Shema Allah Acharkach Pam Achas Rasichas Hakdeir Alosu Mixas Hakdeir Shenesra." Yisur v'heter ha'aruch. And then he says that's obviously b'gderi yishana, but then he said chanan u'bas yoma feina tap shel shishim pelmim shishim neged hatipa. Because now the tipa became expanded, and then you don't have shishim connect the shishim, so it's already too late. Yes, so then you have tam baser, which is going to get usher. Yeah. But then it's Zion says Yesh Misha Mad Bshas Adchak. You go be'er Shabbos. Review Slow Kenegana Rotiv. Review Slow Kenegana Esh. Ali Day Shishim. And So we have this minhag olam to aser it, that but then there's another minhag, another shita that's matir on Erev Shabbos. So there is a nice piece here in the Sefer Madani Asher on page 19, where he discusses says Ashach Sivchot Lamed Kosev the Erev Shabbos Bikin Gam Shalom Keneged Harotev B'Shishim Yaniach Ad Sheitznanim Rakim Yevshel Lahamtin Yarev Tzad Ha'acher. What's the cool of Erev Shabbos? So the Shach, you see, there are two possibilities of what the cool is on Erev Shabbos. So he says the Shach and Sivchot Lamed says that normally we're choshish for the Issa V'Heter. That once that happens, it's too late to let it cool off. So on Erev Shabbos, you don't have to worry about the chashash of the Issa V'Heter that it's going to get messed up right away. But what? You can let it cool down. You see, the two possibilities of what. You see, there are two chumras that we're saying here. One is we're assuming Hanan the Balua. Right? That's why you need Shishim not only connected to Tipa. And the other thing we're assuming is this thing that right away it becomes messed over as soon as the. You say Chanamba Balua, now right away the steam went up and then it's too late to do anything. Even though the other poskim held that you can wait on Sheet Stanim. So in Erev Shabbos, he says that you could wait till it's Stanim. So once it's Stanim, then you can pour it out. And you don't have to worry that it got messed up right away. Right? But the other possibility is to say that an Erev Shabbos, we're what? We're makil that you don't say Hanan Bebalua. And that's so therefore, and I says that's the Taz. The Taz holds Sivkon Chavdal and Erev Shabbos Mechilila that you only need the Erev Shabbos you can be Mekel that you only need Shishim Keneged the Tipa because you don't say Hanam. So therefore, right away you could pour it out if you'll have Shishim Keneged the Tipa. So he's saying the Shach holds that, no, you have to assume there's Kanam of Alur, so if you don't have Shishim Keneged, but so the only way to work it is just to wait. And you don't have, and, but Erev Shabbos will make it that we don't have to, the Chumra of the Isav Heter. Chumra of the Isav Heter means once it turns Kanan, then right away the steam is going to come, bring it in, bring it out, etc. So in Erev Shabbos, you we'll let you wait. And you don't have to be kosher that got ruined already. And the Taz says, no, Erev Shabbos will make it that you can even pour it out right away. Because we're going to be make it on Erev Shabbos that you only have to have Shishim Keneged Atipa, which you probably have, and you don't say Hanan, so then it's only Keneged Atipa, so then you can pour it out right away. Because the Chiddush of Erev Shabbos is you don't say Hanan the Balua. And he says, and it's Lashitosam in Tzadi Ches, because the Taz in Tzadi Ches says that he says, Vataz, and the question is, how much the Shitasto, how strong they were about Hanan Balua. Who is going to talk about Yosef and Azil, Shitasto, and Erev Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos, and Erev Balua? So it depends on what you consider, how Chumra is Chanamba Balua. Is it just a Chumra? So then you can be Mekel and Erev Shabbos. It's an Iker and Din, then maybe not. The Chumra of the Shulchan Aruch, which he thinks is not the mimic. Yeah, so that's, I mean, we learned to call them already, that hey, you're not interested in it. Okay, so these are the Okay, so this is the so it's important to get what the smog says, what the smog says, what the two issues are, what's the Yisrael Hefter saying, what's the Din of Erev Shabbos, what the Taz, Shach, all the different things. Okay.